Penguin Random House Audio presents Spinster, Making a Life of One's Own. This is the author, Kate Bolick. You have one rooms of your own in the house hitherto exclusively owned by men. You are able, though not without great labor and effort, to pay the rent. You are earning your £500 a year. But this freedom is only a beginning. The room is your own, but it is still bare. It has to be furnished. It has to be decorated. It has to be shared. How are you going to furnish it? How are you going to decorate it? With whom are you going to share it, and upon what terms? These, I think, are questions of the utmost importance and interest. For the first time in history, you are able to ask them. For the first time, you are able to decide for yourselves what the answers should be. Virginia Woolf, Professions for Women, 1931. This is our little while. This is our chance. Susan Glaspell, The People, 1917. Preface. For several summers when I was a child, my family vacationed on a tiny island off the coast of Maine. Barely a fleck on the map, it's a mile at the longest point, a scruffy bramble of fir trees and rocky beaches, no hotels or stores or restaurants, not even cars, only a scattering of 40 or so once grand summer homes sagging on their foundations. While the adults read or played tennis on the dusty clay courts, we children disappeared into an alternate universe, sprinting in bathing suits along gritty dirt roads and across wide green lawns, the salt air noisy.